Module 3D. Listening Skills. Exercises 2A and 2B. Page 44.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you all for coming. My name is Nathan Sharp, and I work for Coalition for the Homeless, one of the most active homeless charities in the USA. Homelessness remains a huge problem for many countries, both in the developed and developing world. In the USA, for instance, some experts estimate that the number of homeless people could be as high as 1% of the total population. Coalition for the Homeless tries to help these people on a number of fronts. For one, we set up shelters and provide food, clothes, and blankets for those sleeping on the streets. But that's not all. Our goal is not just to make life a little more bearable for the homeless. We want to help them get off the streets permanently. But how can we do this? Well, that's what I'd like to talk to you all about today. But before we can talk about solutions to the problem of homelessness, we have to understand its causes. Just why do people become homeless? To many of us, it would seem unthinkable that one day we could end up living on the street. But the harsh truth is that many homeless people once went to college, had jobs, and led comfortable lives. So, what causes all this to change? The leading reason people become homeless is poverty. In the USA, around 12% of the population lives below the poverty line. And although most of these people have homes, they are constantly struggling to pay the rent and buy food. The loss of a job, therefore, often spells disaster. With no money to pay rent and no support from friends or family, often the only option is to live on the streets. And after a person becomes homeless, it becomes increasingly difficult for them to rebuild their lives. For one, most companies will refuse to interview applicants who do not have a home address. Also, many homeless people become addicted to alcohol or drugs after living on the streets. In fact, about two-thirds of homeless Americans struggle with some form of addiction, making it very difficult for them to find employment. Added to this are the health risks associated with malnourishment and having to live without protection from extreme weather conditions, again, making it very challenging to find or even do work. So, with all these problems in mind, what can be done to help homeless people rebuild their lives? Well, in my opinion, we need to deal with the problem of homelessness in a step-by-step fashion. And the first step is helping those homeless people who suffer from addictions. There are some addiction treatment centers in the USA, but very few of these are dedicated to the homeless. I think setting up such centers would go a long way towards helping homeless people off the streets. Secondly, job training centers are very important to helping homeless people. The charity I work for, Coalition for the Homeless, runs the First Step program. It gives homeless people the opportunity to take courses teaching a variety of job skills and also works with local businesses to offer homeless people paid work experience. By joining such programs, homeless people have a better chance of gaining employment and earning the money they need to pay rent. Lastly, and in my opinion, most importantly, we need to make affordable housing available to homeless people and to the general public as well. By doing so, we will not only make it easier for homeless people to get off the streets, but we will also prevent a considerable amount of people from becoming homeless in the first place. Since charities do not usually have the funds to build or buy property, it's the responsibility of governments to do more in this area. At the moment, most governments in North America and Europe offer some affordable housing, but usually not enough. In the USA, for instance, those who qualify for affordable housing have to wait on average 3 years before they get to the top of waiting lists. All in all, more needs to be done to help the homeless in our countries. Becoming homeless can be a soul-destroying experience. It's up to all of us to bring hope to these people and help them rebuild their lives. Thank you all for listening.